Abe Beeson here. We are very excited in our Seattle studios for a little lunch hour musical journey with a fantastic trio, with Anthony Pinciotti at the drums, Omer Avital on bass and oud, and at the piano. Please welcome one of the finest players in jazz today with nearly a dozen trio albums, two recent quartet releases, and a brand new album called Solo. It's Lynn Arial. Pianist Lynn Arial and her trio live in the studios here at KPLU. A fun song for you Blondie fans out there, Call Me. Lynn, fantastic to have you in the studios today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Now, I understand you started playing piano very young. In fact, it might have been a toy piano.
Yes, it was.
It was classical music, though, that you played into your 20s. Can you tell us how the language of classical music is different from jazz and how you were able to understand how to play jazz coming from a classical background?
Well, initially, it felt like I was listening to a train wreck. I didn't know how to listen to jazz. There was so much going on, and nobody really said, okay, first, just listen for melodies. Just listen to the bass line, you know, and sing the melody over the tune as it progresses, and you'll hear that it all works out perfectly at the end, even though a new melody is being created by the artist. In jazz, we're improvising, so every night the performance could be a totally different entity, which is really remarkable. It's remarkable on one level, and another level it's not remarkable, because if you and I had a conversation tomorrow and you asked me the same questions, the conversation could go in a totally different direction because we both know the language. And so we spend thousands and thousands of hours learning the language, studying the masters, playing with many musicians, and there's a common language of knowing a certain amount of tunes, hundreds and hundreds of tunes, and having many different influences, you know, that impact the music that we're playing.
Lynn Arial and her trio are live in the studios here at KPLU, and on this next tune, we're going to hear bassist Omer Avital on the oud. What is this song, Lynn?
This is called Dance of the Rain. Thank you.
pianist Lynn Arial and her trio live in the studios here on KPLU with Omer Avital on the oud there. Fantastic. Anthony Pinciotti drumming. I'm Abe Beeson. Lynn, I'd like to ask you now about working with a trio. You've really started your career working almost exclusively in trio formats, though you've done recent terrific quartet records and the new one solo. But I wonder what it is about the trio, as you're touring with the trio, that works best for you as a musician.
Well, I love many different formats. There's something very strong about three musicians and three minds coming together. There's a lot of opportunity for interaction, having a musical conversation. And in a trio, most of the time I play the melodies. So that and the way the melody is played really shapes the tune and sets the tone. In a quartet, which of course I love playing quartet with the saxophone or trumpet or many other instruments, the melody is played by someone else most of the time. And so I kind of get to color it in a different way. They shape the melody, but I can do a lot of rhythmic things and harmonic things behind them. So, and that's a fuller sound. It's just a different texture. And each one kind of brings out different personalities in the musicians. As soon as you add a new element into any configuration, the whole chemistry changes, just like a conversation, just like our conversation right now. If we added another person to this conversation, the entire dynamic would change. And it's the same for music.
Now, your brand new record called Solo is your first solo album. Why did it take so long for you to do a solo record?
I needed a lot of time to practice, and I'm going to continue to practice because I learned a lot from doing it. And it's a very interesting experience to have no one else there but, you know, a little old me at the piano. And I had to start thinking orchestrally. It's not a piano trio minus two. It's not the same because it would feel very empty and kind of monochromatic if that were the case. And so all of a sudden, I started exploring all different ranges of the piano and all different textures. And there's no one else playing time but me, so I have to make sure that my left and right hand are coordinated and working together and talking to one another. In a sense, a conversation is going on between the two hands.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that conversation. This next one is a solo piece that appears on your new record.
Yes, this is And So It Goes by Billy Joel.
Lynn Arial solo, live in the studios here at KPLU. here, Pin Drop. Lynn Arreal, solo at the piano there. Her trio is here live in the studios here at KPLU. And Lynn, we've got time for one more tune. What have you got for us to finish off the night?
Crawfish and Gumbo.
And this is one of your own tunes, yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Lynn Arreal's trio live on KPLU.